basically the same thing as the TARP bailouts, only in a different form. Could go to $1 trillion, could go however much more. And there's a guy out there who obviously is a Bilderberg saying, yeah, this is probably going to reduce the value of the dollar by 20%.
The problem is this. 90% of the dollars ever created are not owned by Americans. And these people do not want the dollar to become worthless paper.
Right.
And what's already happening is, you see, the Americans have this huge deficit with the rest of the world. For 30 years, as you know, ships have been going to the U.S. full of stuff and leaving empty. Or maybe filled with cardboard for recycling in China or something. Right. You know. And they've been able to do it by printing dollars. And that's coming to an end big time. And even if they print all these dollars, already countries like Korea and Brazil are putting capital controls. They're saying, you're not going to be able to take those funky dollars of yours and invest them in our country. So it's not going to work. What's going to happen is the dollar is going to collapse, and a new system will have to replace it. Now, these guys were going to go down kicking and screaming. They're going to do everything they can to, you know, create their havoc and kill their billions. And it's a very, very sensitive time right now. But our group is trying to come up with a replacement for the U.S. dollar that would not be under the control of private individuals, but would be part of a new institution. And a lot of details have yet to be worked out, but it'd be a meritocracy somewhere. But anybody could apply for a job, and anybody who's good enough would rise to the top of that organization, and everything they did would be totally transparent and available for all to see to replace the secretive system that is now in place. And they're doing everything they can to stop that from happening. The Chinese, for their part, are saying, we'll just wait for the dollar to blow up and we'll replace it with the yuan. But that would then put things under the control of the Chinese central bank. And a lot of people would rather not have that happen either. You know, you don't want to change control of the world via the Fed with control of the world from the Chinese Communist Party, you know. We want something that's neutral between all countries and fair and transparent. So that's what our group is fighting for.
You've been saying on your paid blog now all year that China has been working up to some sort of major announcement, and now you're saying the announcement is going to go forward. You got all these world leaders that have rushed to China. You got the head of NASA that rushed to China, Geithner, Hillary Clinton's over in China, Obama stops off in India, he's on his way to China. It seems like there's something big getting ready to happen, and of course, I've been writing about what this is, and I find out now that it's leaked on the internet, but it does seem that China has now made its move. I found on Godlike Productions that there's multiple leaks now about the fact that China sent packages to all these different countries. This is something I also heard, which I only alluded to in my blog. China sent these suitcases to these countries. The countries were told, this is most of the major countries in the world. Countries were told, if you open this before October 13th, it's going to blow up. And 6 miles around you will be completely wiped out. So then on October 13th, they opened it up, and there was a series of documents inside, and apparently technology, which includes a cell that can be dropped into a car as a battery, and the car will run 1,000 miles on a gallon of water. Now, I've also heard and seen it on Godlike Productions, so it's not just me now that's hearing this, it's other people too, that China has found some sort of alliance with somebody who's not from here, some benevolent ETs, and you actually mentioned this too, from the 1940s, they've been in an alliance with them.
All right. The only thing I heard, and this comes from a senior Vietnamese general, okay. Is that, yes, a group known as the Dragon Family, which is not the same as the Red and Green that originally approached me, but they are in communications with each other, has been allied with friendly ETs since the 40s. Apparently they were very, very badly mistreated when they first showed up, you know. They showed up kind of like, well, we're here, we don't want war, you know, we want to do nice things, and they were like shot and captured and whatever and mistreated.
By who now?
Well, this is a big question. This is what we're trying to find out. So far, we've traced it to the owners of the Federal Reserve and some group that seems to have a base in the mountains of Switzerland.
Okay.
And, you know, the Italian Illuminati say that they are, you know, otherworld beings. And when I say otherworld, I don't mean from other planets. I mean from other dimensions.
Okay.
Now, I'm saying this is what I heard, but, you know, this is, so I have the Italian Illuminati saying they have these trans-dimensional beings that they meet in Switzerland, and we have these Asian societies saying that they got nice guys who are trying to help us. But, I don't know about this for myself through personal contact or experience. What I do know is that my sources, which include very high people in the Japanese military intelligence, in the NSA and the MI6, a lot of good sources at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have told me about any Chinese suitcases, okay?
Okay.
And so I cannot confirm that. I have been told there's some kind of huge announcement coming up, but they won't tell me what it is. That much I can also confirm.
Okay.
So that's as far as I know about that question. However, I do know from my sources that the members of the Bilderberg and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, etc., have been individually warned that they had better step aside. They've been approached, and they know. So there is, at the very top level of the planet, people are very, very aware of the situation. They know it to be true. That is to say that there is a powerful group that's wanting them to step aside. But the problem is they want to make sure they completely drain the swamp and flush out all the swamp creatures before they put water back in. In other words, they're trying to clean out all the corruption before they get the new system going.
I want to tie that into what you told me in our last conversation about the Pentagon, but before we go there, I want to do a little bit more on this China topic because it's really significant.
All right. One other thing I want to say, I have seen with my own eyes a battery technology that would make it possible to replace oil for and petroleum-based energy by using solar and wind power.
Hmm.
It's a vanadium-based battery. I've seen it. So there is technology that I've seen with my own eyes, not just stuff I read on the internet, and it is supported by the Chinese. And apparently, this the technology they showed me is not even the best that's out there. Another thing I can confirm from a very senior Japanese industrialist, okay,
mm-hmm.
is that they built a factory with this new technology, and the factory was blown up, and the inventor was murdered by people linked to the Federal Reserve Board.
Oh my God!
And also a Japanese politician, one of the top men in the Japanese government, told me that the Japanese had the technology to burn water for fuel 30 years ago and was suppressed by the Americans.
Well, yeah, because they wanted to take us off the gold standard and put us on the oil standard, even though it's never been officially announced as such.
Well, they just don't want to lose power. That's
right.
All. They're
exactly.
willing to slow human progress and everything they can to stay in power.
Right. Okay, well, now get a load of this.
Mm-hmm.
My sources, now bear in mind, I have people who are at levels of classification very much above the need to know for the President of the United States, as most of these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
They have absolutely unequivocally demonstrated their bona fides. And what I'm hearing is, again, it was apparently July 28th that these briefcases were given to the various world leaders. They were opened on October 13th. Inside contains documentation and working prototypes of these free energy devices. And apparently, China now has the technology, which appears to be the result of them being in collaboration with the same friendly ETs that you've mentioned. China has done a bunch of crazy things. First of all, they apparently have rivals in China, and on September 30th, it was announced that there was a virus called Stuxnet that had shut down 6 million computers in China, and the Iranian nuclear reactor Bushehr was also shut down, but then the Iranians said this has nothing to do with the virus. That apparently was China demonstrating this technology, according to my sources. Then on October 22nd, the British have a brand new nuclear submarine that they've put out there for the first time. It's never been used before. It's called the Astute. It's their best thing. It loses power on October 22nd, and not even the backup systems work, and it actually drifts into the shoreline. Then on October 23rd, the very next day, the United States loses 50 missiles, Minuteman III, at Warren Air Force Base in these nuclear silos. They literally went completely offline. And then even more recently in France, there was a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier called Charles de Gaulle, and that also lost power. So what I'm being told is that China has formed some sort of alliance with these ETs. They're using ET technology to power down the nuclear missiles in America, the UK's nuclear submarine, France's nuclear aircraft carrier, Iran's nuclear reactor, their rivals in China's computers, and they're basically saying, if you stop what we're trying to do, we're going to kill you, and we're going to kill your toys. Also, China apparently has sent a probe to the moon, and they are wanting to photograph what they believe to be ruins up there and bring back high-resolution photographs, and apparently that's also part of what this announcement is going to be. So I don't know if any of this is anything you've heard, but I find this a fascinating story, and it also makes us have to look at China, and the question is, if they have this level of power, if they're actually responsible for the Astute, the nuclear submarine in the UK, if they're responsible for the nuclear warheads in the US, the Charles de Gaulle in France, they're responsible for powering down Iran's nuclear reactor, can we trust the Chinese, or are they basically just trying to posture themselves to be the next New World Order? I mean, what do you think? Do you have any sense of this?
No, I think, first of all, a general thing about China is if you look at their history, they haven't gone around invading other countries. And they've always preferred peaceful relations. So, as a general rule, I do not worry about China. However, I have heard, for example, the Bushes and their group provided China with all sorts of U.S. military secrets, including the stealth technology that allowed them to send a submarine to the surface right behind a U.S. nuclear aircraft carrier.
Right.
And so there is a group within the Illuminati. They realize that China has suddenly grabbed power, and what they've been doing is they've been saying to the Chinese, hey, you know, we'll give you anything. We'll give you rulership of the world. We'll give you Japan. We'll give you Siberia. Just, you know, work with us. And so I'm a bit worried. There is a group that has been planning a kind of a fake ET invasion, and maybe they've found a faction in China allied with them. But having lived in Asia for close to 30 years, and having originally believed that a war with China was inevitable, I don't think that anymore. I really think China is more like a beautiful woman or a handsome man ready to have offspring with you. You know, it's not something to be feared. But having said that, China is not a monolith. It's like when you say China, it's like saying Europe. There are many factions and groups and different opinions.
Right.
But they do want world peace. And they do want to develop all the forbidden technology, and I believe they favor a form of government, which I favor, which is meritocracy.
So you're saying that the guys that are, like, suppressing the Internet and are trying to close down on free speech and keep this communist iron grip are not necessarily representative of China as a whole. You're saying China is a very complex sociological study.
Absolutely, and I think the Chinese who have lived overseas, and there was a lot of Chinese who were chased out during the Qing Dynasty 300 years ago. It was a very, very serious suppression, lots of murder, and many, many Chinese fled China to Southeast Asia and around the world at that time, and they have powerful allies in China and in Taiwan. And they are much less xenophobic than the people who've never really left China. And they have a much more, open world view. And I think these are the people who are, in the driver's seat at this point.
Well, if you heard that these ETs showed up in the 1940s and they were mistreated, do you think this is the Roswell crash or something? I mean,
Look, I've always tried to avoid the ET issue for the following reasons. Basically, even if they're around, for some reason, they're not able to contact the average people. You don't see them wandering around the shopping malls.
True.
You don't see them on TV. I can't go and buy a ticket to another planet at the local space station, you know? So I do believe we need to focus on what we really know is happening around us, and we have the capability ourselves to go into the universe to solve our problems. And, you know, I had a Pentagon guy who came to visit me, and he said, look, you know, we went out to the moon, and we were going to go off to explore Mars and stuff, and suddenly everything stopped in the 1970s. It's like we've been put under quarantine. And I think that if I were an intelligent ET, I would also put this planet under quarantine. I wouldn't let them out, because right now we're ruled by a very dangerous, predatory, and warmongering group of people. You know, the people who have been running, especially Western civilization, have been very, very nasty to the rest of the world. They've been out there plundering and killing and stealing for a very long time. And if the planet is in charge of people like that, they don't want them out in the universe because, you know, it's like releasing a dangerous virus. So if we manage to clear up our own affairs and, you know, become a morally correct, I'm not saying, you know, politically correct. What I'm saying is, you know, you don't steal, you don't kill, you don't rape type of thing. We go peacefully, then we'll be allowed out into the universe. And that's why I think it's important for us to solve our own problems by ourselves and not wait for ETs to come and do it for us.
I couldn't agree more. I'm just interested in the fact that the stuff that I'm hearing combines very interestingly with the stuff that you've been sharing on your blog.
Again,
and China appears to have come into some sort of technology that's allowing them to deactivate nuclear devices and basically seize computers and effectively create a massive form of deterrence where whatever announcement it is they want to make can go forward. Now, where that's coming from, I don't know, but the source is clearly saying that they're the ones responsible for these events that I was describing. So
it could well be. There's another thing that I've been hearing from my sources who have been otherwise reliable, who are telling me that there are people out there who are hundreds of years old. They talk about a 600-year-old guy here in Japan who's got, like, these really long fingernails and long beard, you know?
Right.
Who's secretly in charge.
Like Kabuki Theater.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but then there's a talk about one of the Chinese lady who's 129, who's, you know, everyone knows her name, and I won't say it, but she supposedly died years ago, but apparently she didn't die.
Huh.
You know? There's another interesting thing that I think you should know. I don't know if you look at moon charts, you know.
Are you talking about astrology?
No, I'm talking about full moon.
Okay. Charts of the moon's surface from, like, photographs?
No, just full moon phases.
Oh, okay, got it. Right.
Now, as far as I know, there's always been 28 days between one full moon and the next. What I'm seeing now is we're having like 31 days between the November full moon and the December full moon. Now, that's very, very unusual, to say the least. And it happens that means a full moon coincides with a lunar eclipse and the winter solstice. This is all very, very unusual, you know. I could be wrong, but I'm hearing stuff about observations that people are being, you know, who know where the sun sets on the horizon every day. They're saying it's not setting at the right place.